Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. Happy holidays. This is Bill Paravano. And today we have a question from Jim. It says, Dear Bill, I have a question about my left knee. I've dislocated it 3 times in 10 months. First one playing football, the other two making some awkward moves while walking. I haven't had surgery to correct my medial ligament. So with your exercises, will I be able to restore my ligaments like they were before I dislocated them? I am 3 months after my last dislocation, and my left knee is still slightly different from my right one. I mean that if you look at them, you can see the left one sticks out a little bit. Not much, but it's kind of swollen if you look at it closely. P.S. 17-year-old male, and would like to play all kinds of sports again without thinking of my knee. Thanks in advance for your time and help. Jim. Okay, Jim, here's the deal. This is really important that you get your knee checked out. You said you didn't have surgery to correct it. However, it's really important. What I'm not hearing here is that you've gone to the doctor to have it checked out. Honestly, it sounds just like what I did. I dislocated my left knee 4 times, actually. And what ends up happening is one of the big cues or clues that you have when something's really wrong with your ligaments is that the knee will lock, and it usually locks in those awkward positions. Like it's not there's something going on with them, and it's important you get it checked out so you know what you're dealing with. So I wouldn't even feel comfortable with you doing any exercises because unless you have an idea of what's going on. Now, I had that call with Dr. Bill not too long ago, within the past couple weeks, and today is the 27th of December. So you're going to want to listen to that to determine whether you would want to consider surgery or not. In the call, it was, you know, looking at surgery, you want it to be a very conservative approach. If you can address it without surgery, then absolutely, then do so. See whatever you can do. There's lots of different therapies out there that will allow you to prevent having to get surgery. However, if you need surgery, you know, you're 17 years old and you want to play all kind of sports, you need to be able to have ligaments that are strong enough to support your knee. So it's important to look at that and consider what's going on. You need to look at your age. You need to look at actually what happened in your knee. And without having an X-ray, a CT scan, or an MRI to verify and have a orthopedic doctor's opinion on that, you're just kind of wondering. It's like too many steps ahead. So at this point, what I would suggest is you go to an orthopedic doctor, have them check it out. Have them look at your knee. They usually pull on it a little bit, push on it a little bit to kind of get an idea. If the surgeon is really good, and here's kind of a hint, you'd want to find a surgeon that does look at your local college or professional sports team, somebody that deals with athletes. And they're going to have a good idea because of what's going on with your knee because they deal with injuries like that. They're hired by colleges, professional sports teams, and things like that to make sure they know what they're doing. So if they're associated or affiliated with a college or professional sports team, you're not going to go wrong. That's what I did with my knee. The doctor came highly recommended, and he looked at my knee and he was like, your ligament's gone. We could do an MRI. However, it's not going to show anything because the ligament's not there. Just the looseness in the knee. And it was backed up by what I was describing, what was happening as I was walking. So that's something you definitely want to check out. You don't want to mess around with this. I know it's a really scary place to be. I mean, this, especially when you walk and your knee dislocates and you find yourself on the ground, that is absolutely terrifying. So even though it's really, there's a lot of fear around that, a lot of fear around stepping, a lot of fear around doing anything, like even doing something that's going to help you, it's really, really important that you go ahead, talk with your parents. If you have insurance, check out what, you know, who's in your network, who's not in your network. You know, get all of the variables, the things that you don't know. Bring them into the light, so to speak. Like, figure out everything you have to deal with, and then go talk with the doctor. Do research. Call around. Find who the local sports orthopedic doctors are. You know, figure it all out. Call them beforehand. See what they have to say. See what their office has to say. And what happens is you realize that when you begin to understand all of the variables, you begin to understand those things, you don't, it's not so fearful. And it empowers you to kind of be in control of all of the other variables besides the fact of your knee. So that is really my best advice, the best direction I can give you for what's going on with your knee. And at that point, you know, definitely check back in with me. See what happens. And, you know, when your doctor, when you get a feedback from your doctor as to exactly what's wrong, when you've had that MRI, the CT scan, the X-ray to let you know what is wrong, then we can take the next step. We can look at the dialogue about if you need exercises, if you need to stretch, if you know what you need to literally take that next step with what's going on with your knee. However, until you have that doctor's perspective, there's not a whole lot I can do. There's not a direction that I'm going to be able to point you in other than going to see a doctor, getting it checked out. So Jim, definitely keep me posted as to how that's going, as well as if there's anyone else is out there that is listening to this podcast that has a question about what's going on with their knees, then go to my blog, go to thekneepainguru.com, leave your question on my blog. I have tons of blog posts there, tons of information to help you get over your chronic knee pain. It's definitely something, use it as a resource. That's what it's there for. It's going to help you understand more about what's going on with your knees, what's going on with your knee pain, coming from a lot of different angles. People that have had reconstructive surgeries to people that have just, you know, twisted their knee, all over the place, all different types of knee treatments and knee therapies. And I talk about knee braces and exercises and things such as that. So that is the podcast for today. Thank you so much for being here and have a wonderful day.